Greetings in Jesus' name on this 24th day of March, the year of our Lord, 2023. It's a fabulous Friday, and no doubt going to be a frenzious Friday as we are laboring on for Christ. Here, busy in my home office, studying and seeking the Lord, headed down to preach the chapel service, and then going to be working on the things at the Riverside campus, and doing a little maintenance on my automobile. Got to replace the brakes and the battery and all kinds of maintenance that needs to be done. And we're looking forward to what God's going to do throughout this whole entire day. What a mighty God we serve. Last night's service was a blessing at the Wells Branch Baptist Church as we went there and preached four or five more verses out of the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. We're encouraged about all that God has done over the last quarter at our church. Many of you that support us will get our prayer letters. I beg of you to read the prayer letters and pray over the prayer letters and ask God to bless us and help us and to meet the needs that are pressing here in this region. We are launched out by faith, stepping out on the waters, thank God, headed toward the shores, and we're believing the Lord to guide us every step of the way. In your Bible today, I'd like for you to look at the last verse that's mentioned in Luke chapter number 2. Here, the God-man speaking, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. The one who is the very author of wisdom, the one who is the very author of growth and all of these things, yet is increasing in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and man. This teaches us that Jesus was not only 100% God, but he was 100% man. And we are, as Romans 8 teaches us, predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. And so therefore, he is increasing here in his earthly ministry in wisdom. It begs all of us to do the same. How is it today in your life? Have you found out that you're just continually foolish in your actions and foolish in your speech and foolish in your associations and foolish in your purchases? Or have you gained wisdom? Jesus increased in wisdom. Wisdom is the right use and exercise of knowledge. Wisdom is the choice of laudable or praiseworthy things. Wisdom says that I'm going to choose things that are not only good, but I'm going to choose things that are the best. And he increased in wisdom. I find the modern day parents are acting so foolishly. They're all over the country. They're in karate one night, ballet the next night, kung fu the next night, baseball the next night, soccer the next night, and here we are trying to have a youth group and can't even have a youth group because kids are all over the country and involved in 18 different sports and going here and going there and going yon and going all of these places, and we need wisdom as parents, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and we need wisdom when it comes to parenting, that we would choose not only good things, but we would choose the best things. You say, preacher, did you play sports? Oh my, I played sports all through life. I still play sports. There's nothing wrong with sports, but there's something wrong with playing them every night of the week at the expense of the godliness of our young people. We need wisdom, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. I'm grateful to the Lord that I have the very imputed righteousness of Christ. The moment I got saved, I was baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ. Whoop! Hallelujah. Thank God today I am saved, sealed, and I am secure in Jesus Christ. But there is that favor with God and that favor with man. And whenever we walk the walk and live a life that counts for Christ, we're like Joseph. Everywhere that Joseph went, he was blessed. God's hand was on him. I mean, if they put him in Potiphar's house, he was blessed. They put him in prison, he was blessed. Put him in the palace, he was blessed. Everywhere he went, he was blessed. He increased in favor with God and man. And today the Lord is teaching us from this great verse that we can do the same. We're predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. Let's increase in wisdom. Let's increase in stature. Let's increase in favor with God and man, and be used for the Lord for His glory and His honor. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. Certainly pray for us this weekend. We'll be busy about the Father's business. Next week, I'm preaching 2 days in New York and 2 days in Ohio and 2 days in Maine. Our schedule is crazy. We need your help and your support and your prayers. God bless you and have a good day.